You're listening to SBS News.
Hundreds of people gathered on the south lawn of the White House to witness the signing of agreements between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. The bilateral agreements formalised the normalisation of Israel's relations with the two Arab nations in line with their common opposition to Iran and its aggression in the region. US President Donald Trump described the moment as peace in the Middle East without blood.
These agreements prove that the nations of the region are breaking free from the failed approaches of the past. Today's signing sets history on a new course, and there will be other countries very, very soon that will follow these great leaders.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it's a turning point for the region.
The blessings of the peace we make today will be enormous. First, because this peace will eventually expand to include other Arab states, and ultimately, it can end the Arab-Israeli conflict once and for all.
The agreements do not address the decades-long Israeli-Palestinian conflict. While the UAE, Bahrain, and other Arab countries support the Palestinians, the Trump administration has persuaded the two countries not to let the conflict keep them from having normal relations with Israel. The agreements also don't end any active conflicts, but supporters believe they could pave the way for a broader Arab-Israeli rapprochement. This belief was voiced by the foreign ministers of the UAE and Bahrain who signed the agreements. Bahrain's Abdulatif bin Rashid Al Zayani says the deal shows such a path is possible and even realistic.
Today's agreement is an important first step, and it is now incumbent on us to work urgently and actively to bring about the lasting peace and security our peoples deserve. A just, comprehensive, and enduring two-state solution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict will be the foundation, the bedrock of such peace.
Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan is Foreign Minister of the United Arab Emirates.
تم الإمارات بأن دور الولايات المتحدة في المنطقة الشرق الأوسط إيجابي.
The United Arab Emirates believes that the role of the United States in the Middle East is positive, and this belief is evidenced by the accord that we are signing today at the White House, for which you have taken the lead and will remain a beacon in human history for all peace-loving people around the world. And as for us in the United Arab Emirates, this accord will enable us to continue to stand by the Palestinian people and realize their hopes for an independent state within a stable and prosperous region. This accord builds upon previous peace agreements signed by Arab nations with the State of Israel. The aim of all these treaties is to work towards stability and sustainable development. Skeptics, including many long-time Middle East analysts and former officials, have expressed doubts about the deal's impact, saying they ignore the Palestinians, who reject them as a stab in the back by fellow Arabs. But critics have allowed that the agreements could usher in a major shift in the region should other Arab nations, particularly Saudi Arabia, follow suit, with implications for Iran, Syria and Lebanon. Other Arab countries believed to be close to recognising Israel include Oman, Sudan and Morocco. In addition to the bilateral agreements signed by Israel, the UAE and Bahrain, all three are signing a document called the Abraham Accords, named for the patriarch of the world's three major monotheistic religions. Palestinians and their supporters have not embraced the US vision. Activists circled the White House, arguing the deals will further Israel's systems of occupation and apartheid against the Palestinian people. They view the pacts as a stab in the back from their fellow Arabs and a betrayal of their cause for a Palestinian state.
Thou shalt not steal. This cannot bring peace as long as there is this occupation of the Palestinian people.
A coalition of more than 40 organizations and groups released a joint statement accusing the UAE of being complicit in what they called Israel's ongoing theft, colonization, and annexation of Palestinian land. Palestinian activists held demonstrations in the West Bank and in Gaza. While in Jerusalem, opinions were split over the agreements. An Israeli said the flags of the US, Israel, the UAE, and Bahrain projected on the walls of the old city mark a moment of peace, while a Palestinian resident disagreed.
I love them. They're beautiful. I think it represents peace.
Nothing. This is nothing, nothing. You must make a peace with the Palestinians.
The old city, with its holy sites sacred to Jews, Christians and Muslims, is part of East Jerusalem, which Israel seized in the 1967 war and later annexed. The Palestinians want East Jerusalem to be the capital of their future state. With just 7 weeks to go before Election Day in the United States, Donald Trump's campaign team are highlighting this foreign policy move in a campaign so far dominated by the coronavirus, racial issues and the economy. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.